So we're holding in the bracha of Moedim. So last week we went through Moedim anachnu loch she'atu hu Hashem aleikenu v'lekei aviseinu lo ilam v'ed. Right, we thank you, Hashem, that you consider yourself our God. Meaning that Hashem has singled us out to call Himself Elokeinu, to call Himself Elokei Yisrael, and that He is Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. It's a tremendous covet for us, as well as the obvious relationship that we have that He is that He has singled us out to be our God. So Moedim Anachnu Loch Sha'ato Hu Hashem Elokeinu, that you have become, you have this, that you have made us, that you have declared yourself Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu L'Olam V'Ed, and this is forever. Hashem will never exchange us for anyone else. So now going forward, there are two Nuschois. One is Tzureinu, Tzur Chayeinu. One is our rock, the rock of our lives. And the other Nusach is just Tzur Chayeinu, just the rock of our lives. Mogein Yishenu, Atahu L'Davidai. The shield of our salvation, you are for all generations. First, let's talk about what Tzureinu, Tzur Chayeinu is. So the Eitz Yosef says on Tzur Chayeinu that we find in Yeshaya that the Ovois are called Tzur Choytzavta, the rock from which you were chiseled out from. Tzur Choytzavtem. The Ovois are our Tzurim from where we were taken. Says the Eitz Yosef, that's our Gufim. Our Gufim are a product of the Ovois. But our Chius, our Neshama, which is our life, that is, where is the Tzur, where does our Neshama come from? Our neshama is a chedek al kamimal. Our neshama is part of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself. So where is that rock that we were chiseled out from, that our neshama was taken from? That's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is tzur chayenu. The avos are tzur gufenu. They're the tzur of our guf. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is tzur chayenu. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the rock that we were, that we are taken from, that our chayis, that our neshama, our chayim is taken from. But the Iyun Tefillah says Pashim Shat, and I think this is Pashim Shat. He says that Tzur Chayenu means the rock of our lives, meaning that He is the one that we trust in. He is our strength. I think that's Pashim. That's literally usually understood, is that Tzur Chayenu means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you are the rock of our lives. We rely on you. We hold on to you. You are the one we trust in. Perhaps that's why there's a nusach that says Tzureinu, Tzur Chayenu. Perhaps to have in mind both of these pshatim. The Tzureinu means our rock. The one that we trust in, you are our strength. Tzur Chayenu is you are the rock of our chayim, meaning our chayim, our neshamas are taken from you. So divrei elu v'elu, divrei lekim chayim, according to that nusach. Now the Bala Tanya in Likutei Torah in numerous places, Parshas Noach and Parshas Achra and Achrei Mois, and other places also, he says a very deep meaning in Tzur Chayenu. The Bala Tanya explains that the word Tzur, right, there are different words for rock, right? There's Evan, Sela, and Tzur. What is a Tzur? The Tzur is a flint. It's a rock from where you can take fire out of. If you rub two Tzurim together, or if you just rub a Tzur against something else, that's where you get fire from. Bala Tanya says that if you submerge a tzur in all the water in the world, you won't be able to extinguish the fire that's inside of it. Because the fire is bekoyach, it's not bepoil. The fire is in its potential, and you can't extinguish that. Says the Bala Tanya, the Yiddish neshama is a tzur. Tzur, Rabbeinu Shlom is tzur chayenu. He is the rock of our lives. That no matter what a yid goes through, no matter what a yid goes through physically or spiritually, that spark of godliness, the fire within the yid, can never be extinguished. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lachavis eso ahava. No matter how much water, it cannot destroy that fire that's inside of us. That's why the Rebbeinu Shlom is called Tzur Chayenu, because our neshama is a chelek alekam imal. Just like the tzur, the fire within it, can never be extinguished, so also our neshama. And this is why, says the Bala Tanya, that after the Chet HaEgel, the Rebbeinu Shlom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'samticha v'nikras atzur, I will place you in the cleft of the rock." Meaning, I'm going to show you that despite the fact that Klal Yisrael worshipped an Egel, which you can't fall lower than that, I'm going to show you that in the cleft of the rock still lies that fire. In the cleft of the tzur, in the nikras atzur, still lies that fire. It can never be extinguished. Now we can understand the continuation of tzur chayenu mogen yishenu. Because the Sforim say, Amborach Ato Hashem Mogen Avram, is that the Nekuda Hapnimius, that inner spark, that Pinta Leid, is something that we have Yerusha from Avram Avinu. Every Yid has it Yerusha, inheritance from Avram Avinu. And that Pinta Leid can never be extinguished. And that's why we say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mogen Avram, the Rebbeinu Shlom shield, the Rebbeinu Shlom guards the Avram within each and every one of us. So now, if Tzur Chayenu means that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the Tzur of our lives, meaning that the fire within us can never be extinguished, just like the fire in a Tzur, it flows very well. Mogen Yishenu, the Rebbeinu Shleilam shields, he guards that salvation, our saving factor, the fact that we have an neshama chelek elekam imal. The Rebbeinu Shleilam guards that. Atahu ledor v'dor, for all generations, despite the giridas hadoris, despite the fact that the generations have degraded tremendously. Tzur chayenu mogen yishenu. The Rebbeinu Shalom is our tzur, the tzur of our chayus, of our neshama. That fire can never be extinguished. Mogen yishenu. Now understand, Hafla de Gezach. I looked in all of the Pirushim on the Pasuk Alevchi Atzur Agamoyim. It says in Parshas Bishalach that the Rebbein Shalom told that the Yidin wanted water. Right? The Rebbein Shalom says, Anoichi Nitzav Al Atzur, you should take the stick, you should hit the Tzur, and water will come out of it. Right, and so we say by Rebbein Shalom transforms a tzur, a rock, into a agamayim, into a swamp of water. So everybody says the chiddush is that even though a tzur is dry, the Rebbein Shalom brings water out of a tzur. It's nisim. A tzur, when he hit a tzur, fire is supposed to come out of it. A tzur means a flint. And you hit a tzur, fire usually comes out. And the Rebbeinu Shlom made that instead of fire coming out of the tzur, water came out of it. It's nes b'toich nes. That's the chiddush of a hoifchi atzur. The Rebbeinu Shlom was mahapich. Was mahapich the tzur. It wasn't that he just transformed the stone into water. He was mahapich the nature of a tzur that's supposed to produce fire, and now it produces water. So I was thinking, based on all of this, that now we can understand tremendous kasha. That all the Mefarshei HaTorah struggle with. In Parshas Bishalach, there Hashem told Moshe to hit the rock. He hit the rock, and out came water. In Parshas Chukas, there Hashem told Moshe to talk to the rock. And when Moshe hit the rock, it was a big tine on Moshe. Yan le'amantem bilag disheini, because you didn't believe in me to sanctify me. That's why they can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Hitting the rock was okay in Parshas Bishalach. Why isn't it okay here? So I want to say like this. There are two types of ritzoinus that a person has. There are two types of rotzain that a person has. There's the rotzain hapnimi of a yid, the inner rotzain of a yid, which comes from that Nekuda HaPnimis, that comes from that Chelik HaDekamimal. The Rotzon that every Yid has to fulfill Rotzon HaBoira. The Rambam says in Hilchos Gittin. The Rambam says, the halacha is that if there's a husband that's supposed to give a get and he doesn't want to give a get, so Bezdin flogs him until he says, Rotzani, until he says, I want to give it. So the obvious kasha is, the Gemara asks, the Rambam asks, he's saying, only saying Reitzani because you're flogging him. Now a get can only be given by Reitzani. If a get is not given, if a divorce is not given out of one's own free will, then it's not a kosher get. So how does flogging him help? Right? Flogging him is he's not giving out of his own free will. That's the Rambam's kasha. So the Rambam says that since halachically he's obligated to give a get, so his inner desire is to give a get. He might not be aware of it, but his true inner, deep down desire of his Ratzon HaPnimi is to give a get. And the more you flog him, the more he becomes in touch, the more you flog the goof, says the Rambam, the more you flog the body, the more the person becomes in touch with his neshama. And when he says Roitzani, he means it. He wants it because his neshama wants it. That's the Rotzen HaPnimi of a Yid. So that's one type of Torah. It's the Torah of Kedusha. It's the Torah of my Chedek Elikamimal. It's the Torah of my Neshama. That's the Torah that the Avos were able to grasp. Because the Avos HaKadoshim were in touch with their Neshama. Kaim Avraham Avinu, the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. How were they Mekayim the entire Torah? So all the Sfarim explained, the Kedushas Levi explained, that the reason that there, just like you don't have to teach a person what their physical needs are, a person automatically knows what their physical needs are. A baby knows how to eat because that's their physical need. So also, you really shouldn't have to teach the neshama what their spiritual needs are. And the spiritual needs of the neshama is Torah and Mitzvahs. That's the spiritual needs of the neshama. So, because we're in touch with our physicality, that's why we know what our physical needs are. We're not so in touch with our spirituality, so that's why we don't know what our spiritual needs are. But the Avos HaKadoshim that were more in touch with their spirituality than their physicality, they automatically knew what their spiritual needs are. So they were able to keep the entire Torah, meaning they were in touch with their Rotzon HaPnimi, with their inner Rotzon. So how does one access that Rotzon? The only way one can access that is by minimizing the physicality. As the Rambam says, you got to clobber, right? A person needs to clobber themselves, meaning a person needs to be able to move away the layers of physicality in order to be able to get to his Rotzani, to his inner Rotzon. The more physical the person is, the less the person is going to be in touch with their Rotzon. Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Right? Chazal say, water is a reference to Torah. Right after Kriyas Yamsuf, when Bnei Yisrael were crying, in Parshas B'Shalach, we want Mayim, they were crying for Torah. Klal Yisrael was crying for Torah. But they wanted, what kind of Torah did they want? They were yearning to access their inner Ratzon. The Torah wasn't given yet. What kind of Torah do you want? They wanted the Torah of the Avos. The Torah that was inside of them. How do you get to that Torah? As the Rambam says, you have to hit the goof. How do you get the fire out of a tzur? You have to hit the tzur. That's how you get the fire. That's how you get that inner spark. So the Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe, they want to access that inner spark, the spark that's in the tzur. You need to hit the tzur to get that spark. That's how they're going to get the mayim in mayim al Torah. And that's why the pasuk says, "Ha'ivchi hatzur agam moyim." The Rav Shatzuru says, Yismach Yisrael says that if you turn over the word hatzur, it will be roitza. Ha'ivchi hatzur agam moyim. What happened at the tzur in Parshas B'Shalach was that through Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the tzur, trying to access the spark, what they accessed was their roitzani. What they accessed was their inner roitzain. That's what they wanted. That's the Torah they were trying that's the Torah they were trying to reach. Parshas Chukas is after Kabbalah Sotar. There's not a mention of the word Tzur in that parsha. There's a Sela. Sela is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. And that is the second type of Rotzen. The second type of Rotzen that a person has stems from the Yetzer Hara. There's a word from the Sfasamis, which I've mentioned many times. Mori de Gevort. Sfasamis comments on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayakel. It says by the Nidvas HaMishkan, it says Vayuvoyu Huanoshim Al Hanoshim. It says that the men came over the women and contributed to the Mishkan. What does it mean the men came over the women? Explains the Sfasemis in the name of the Chiddush Arim. Chazal tell us, B'mokim shebalei tshuva ayim demein tzadikim gimurim v'chadu l'amayt. That in a place where balei tshuva stand, even full tzadikim can't stand. Balei tshuva are greater than tzadikim gimurim. How is that possible? Says the Sfasemis that there's a rotzayn that a person has. That is a very strong rotzayin, and that's the rotzayin of the Yetzirah. It's a very, very powerful rotzayin, very powerful will. When a person wants to do an avera, they'll break through everything to get to do the avera. So, a person who had done averas in his life, they know what kind of rotzayin they possess. So now when they do tshuva, and now they're going to do a mitzvah, they will not be satisfied with their mitzvahs until it's done with that same passion as they did their averas. Whereas the tzaddik gomer who never experienced an avera, the tzaddik gomer doesn't know what kind of rotzen he possesses. So the balei tshuva, when he ends up doing a mitzvah, ends up doing it with a much greater passion than the tzaddik gomer. Says the Sfasemis, it says by the Chet HaEgel that only the men sinned, the women didn't sin. And the contribution to the Mishkan was an atonement for the contribution to the Egel, which only the men contributed to the Egel, not the women. So when the men contributed to the Mishkan, they did it with such a tremendous passion, because they knew what kind of passion they contributed, with what kind of passion they contributed to the Egel. The women contributed to the Mishkan with passion, but nowhere close to the passion of the men, because they never sinned by the Egel. They didn't even know what kind of passion they have within themselves. Vayavoyu ha'anoshim al ha'anoshim. The men surpassed the women when it came to the Nidvas HaMishkan, when it came to contributing to the Mishkan. In Sifrei Chabad, this concept is called Ishabcha. Ishabcha is transforming. It's taking the Yetzer Hara, and instead of subduing it, instead of clobbering it, instead of subjugating it, it's transforming it. The Mayim that Bnei Yisrael wanted in Parshas Chukas was a different type of Torah. They weren't trying to access the Torah of their inner Rotzai. They were trying to access the Torah of the Sela. They're trying to access the type of Torah that they were going to get from the Yetzer Hara. They wanted Ishabch. They wanted to be able to access that type of Rotzai that only their Yetzer Hara has. No hitting here. There's no clobbering here. There's talking. Talking, we're talking about his hapcha. We're not talking about his gafi. It's taking the, we're not clobbering the Yetzirah. We're taking the Yetzirah and incorporating it into Kiddush. There's no greater Kiddush Hashem than taking the enemy and incorporating it into Kiddush. It's taking the Sitra Achra, it's taking the other side and causing it to subject, to concede to Kiddush. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of talking to the Sela, he hit the Sela, which was an act of Iskafia. Instead of Iskafia is the subjugating, the subduing. Instead of Ishapcha, you had an opportunity to bring a tremendous Kiddush Hashem by transforming the cell. We're not just talking about this rock, we're talking about the cell of Klal Yisrael. We're talking about the Yetzirah of Klal Yisrael, incorporating it into Kedusha. And since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that, he wasn't able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Why wasn't he able to enter Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael is about Ishapcha. It's about transformation. Chazal say, Eretz Yisrael gevoya mikol varotzis. Eretz Yisrael literally means Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. What does it really mean? Right? Is Eretz Yisrael really higher than all other lands? No. What it means is that the word Eretz is a Medrash Rabbah and Bereshis. That the word Eretz comes from the word Rotzayim. They have to share the same source. That Reish Tzadik. Eretz, why is it called Eretz? Says the Medrash, Rotzus Alasus Ritzayim Koina. It ran to fulfill the Rotzayim of its creator. That's why Eretz is called Eretz. The same Lashon as Rotzayim. When is Eretz Yisrael Gevoya? Or how is the Rotzayin? Eretz Yisrael means the Rotzayin of a Yid. That's what Eretz Yisrael means, the Rotzayin of a Yid. How can the Rotzayin of a Yid be elevated? Mikol HaRotzayis. A Yid is able to get to achieve Rotzayin Hashem from all other Rotzayins. When a Yid transforms all of their other Ritzaynis to Avedis Hashem, that's when their Eretz Yisrael becomes Gevaya. So when the Rabbeinu Shleilam promised Avraham Avinu, I'm going to give you and your descendants Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to give them a Ritzayn that will surpass every other Ratzon in the world. It will be a Ratzon that's Gevoya, Mikol HaRatzois. Avraham Avinu said, B'mo Eda, how in the world will they know what other Ratzonis are? My children are going to be Tadikim Gemurim. How are they going to know what other Ratzonis are? Says the Rabbi Nishleilam, no, they won't be a Tadikim Gemurim. Yodoya Teda, you should know with certainty, Kiger Yezaracha, Be'eretz Loilahem. They're going to be strangers in Ritzaynis that are not theirs. Ritzaynis that they don't, that don't belong to them. Yidden in all generations are going to have, Ritzaynis are going to have desires that they shouldn't have. But afterwards, they're going to come out. They're going to have a tremendous treasure. They're going to know what kind of rotzayin they have. And they're going to use it for Avodas Hashem. And that's how Eretz Yisroel will be gevoya mikol ha-rotzayis. Do you know why the rotzayin of Yid will be so gevoya? Taka from mikol ha-rotzayis, from all those other rotzayins that they have. So Eretz Yisrael is about transforming Ratzinus to become the rotzen of a yid that is gevoya mekol harotzes. So therefore, yan loyem mantem bi lahagdisheni, since Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be mekadesh the Rebbeinu shel Olam by through his hapcha, through transforming the sela, by talking to it, rather through subjugation, through his kafia, that's why he couldn't enter Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik gomer. Another thought that I had according to this Balatanya. Hey, what a spark can do. Just an idea of a tzur. There's a Bina Le'itim. Bina Le'itim is a very early sefer. Bina Le'itim comments on Tosfos. Tosfos has a kasha. There's a Gemara that says, Hakol b'idei shamayim chutz metzinim u'pachim. More says everything is in the hands of heaven besides a person catching a cold and a person developing a fever. That's not in the hands of heaven. Meaning that if a person isn't careful to dress up properly when they walk outside, even if they live a few houses from the shul, or across the street, if a person isn't careful when they walk outside in the cold, or when the person doesn't protect themselves carefully when they walk in the heat, then that's the person's own negligence. The person can't blame that on heaven. Isn't careful about the cold and the heat, that's not b'dei shemayim. That's what the Gemara says. Ask Tosfos, how can the Gemara say that? There's another Gemara that says, HaKabidei Shemayim Chutim Yir Shemayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven besides Yir Shemayim. Mashma, that Tzinim U'Pachim is Bidei Shemayim. Says the Bnei Le'itim, the two Gemaras are saying the same thing. Tzinim U'Pachim doesn't mean heat and cold. What it means is, says the Bnei Le'itim, is that we find that the Torah is compared to fire. Miminoi eish dos lomoi. Koi dvorai ka eish neum Hashem. The Torah is compared to fire. We find the Torah is compared to water. Emaim ala Torah. Hoi kol tzomei l'chul amayim. So is Torah fire or water? Fire and water are opposites. Says the Bnei Le'itim, but there's a yetzahara of fire. And there's the Yetzirah of water. Meaning, there's the Yetzirah of heat, of taiva, where a person becomes heated to do an avera. He has a desire to do an avera, or a person is heated and he's bekas, a person gets angry. And then there's the Yetzirah of coldness. When we're supposed to do a mitzvah with enthusiasm and excitement, right, then we're lazy and we're cool. Right, yet the Amalek is Ashikorcha. Rashi says he cooled us off. Right, there's the Yetzahara of Eish and the Yetzahara of mine. The Yetzahara of fire and Yetzahara of water. Says the Benedictim, when a person has the Yetzahara of fire, that's when the person needs to incorporate the Torah of water to cool off that fire. As Chazal tell us, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Talon, Hashem says, I created the Yetzahara, I created the Torah as his antidote. So when the person has a Yetzahara of fire, the person needs to look into the Torah HaKadosh. The Torah HaKadosh says, you're not allowed to do this. The Torah says, keep cool. Cool, calm, and collected. Stop, don't listen to Yetzahara of fire. And when the person has the Yetzirah of water, where the Yetzer Hara wants us to be cool, calm, and collected, that's when we're supposed to look into the Torah and take the fire of Torah and to fire us up to do mitzvahs with excitement and enthusiasm. That's Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim is fear of heaven, when to use fire and when to use water. That's why it's called Yiras Shamayim, because Chazal say that Shamayim is made up of two words, Eish and Mayim. Right? Yiras Shamayim is, you need to know when to use your Eish and when to use your Mayim. And that's exactly what Chazal say. Everything is in the hands of heaven besides cold and heat. Right? When are you going to use cold and when are you going to use hot? When are you going to use Eish and when are you going to use Mayim? That's all, that's the Bechira that a person has. The way the world looks at religion is that religion is radical. Right? They see it as fire. Right? And that's why the rest of the world can only take fire out of a tzur. The Rebbeinu Shlom showed us that we Yidden can take water out of a tzur. The Rebbeinu Shlom is tzur chayenu. The Rebbeinu Shlom provides us with fire and with water. With a Torah of fire and a Torah of water. He's tzur chayenu. Oysa shalom b'mreimov, hu yasa shalom aleinu. The Rebbeinu Shlom makes peace between fire and water in heaven, and the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us the ability to use fire and water when we need it, when we need to use it. That's pshat in the Rebbeinu Shlom being tzur chayenu, but only the type of tzur that Klal Yisrael has. The rest of the world only has a tzur that gives fire. We have a tzur that gives off fire and water. We should be zeicha to access the fire within our tzur and the toira within our tzur is kafia and is hapcha. We should be zeicha that the entire world will be filled with the knowledge of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Shalom Emraimov, Yasa Shalom Aleinu, Al Kol Yisrael, Yimru Amen.